Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hello, welcome to Clutch My Pearls, a podcast where I, Emily, learn all about the spicy little books that my friends read. As always, I'm joined with Vanessa and Barbara.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Hi, 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 hi. Hello. Hello.
I was messing with my camera as soon as you started, so it's great. We're off to a great start.
We're in a great place, as always.
We're never ready.
We were just discussing our episode from last week and how we were like, oh, right, he did that, and then he did that, but oh, right, he's a billionaire, so it's okay.
All right, it's all adding up now.
Right, right, yeah. But, you know, if you enjoyed last week, we're glad you're still here.
Yeah, thank you. We're so brave.
We're so brave. Mm. And who's being very brave today? Vanessa or Barbara?
We have a Barbara book. I did, right before we filmed, I looked it up, and that is a real book. Wrong fucking number. That was not an April Fool's joke.
Yes. Not April Fool's.
I didn't write that book.
That would have been so funny, but yeah, that's fine. We have a Barbara book.
Yay, I'm excited.
I didn't know what book to pick. I was going back and forth between a few of them, and I landed on this one, and I'm excited, mm-hmm. I guess.
Why are you nervous?
I didn't know how to top, like, I can't top
different
tastes. Breaks into, true.
Yeah.
So I decided not to try at all and just do a book that I was excited about doing.
Just be yourself and bring what you like to the table, because that's what this is something authentic.
Yes.
The reason that I brought this book, the reason that I read it in the first place is actually, she started as an intern and then she worked as a producer at Rooster Teeth. Her name is Kat. And she started tweeting about the books that she reads.
Ah.
And Eric was like, you should check it out because you love reading these kinds of books. And she and I have very similar tastes. So ooh, her Twitter thread is like my TBR. Like it was, I love it. And she recommended this book and I read it. And I am, it's a series and I'm obsessed. I read the whole series. I've read everything this author has written.
Wow.
I loved it. So this is completely inspired by that Twitter thread and her recommendation. Uh-huh. But I was talking to Vanessa about this, like, it was funny because I used to be really embarrassed about the kind of books that I read.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I don't know, something about Kat tweeting about him. I was like, no one needs to be embarrassed. And
no.
It was very like, look at her go.
Well, that's how I feel like with this whole podcast.
Yes.
Like,
yeah.
It was like whenever I'd talk to people and then they would like be like, well, just like, yeah, these kind of books, whatever. But
mm-hmm.
There's nothing to be embarrassed about.
Yeah.
You know?
It's one of those like underground, like, are you like, oh, you know? You know about them.
Yeah. And no. And it's like, and it's okay even for, we have so many, when I look at our demographics on this, there's so many men that listen to this where they're like, I would never read these books, but it's like, well, you can still hear about it, like me, you know.
You don't need to read them.
No.
Case in point.
But yeah, we're just trying to like, this is our public service announcement that
you're
just,
welcome,
like,
everyone.
We're taking care of y'all. We're destigmatizing it.
I just thought it was really funny because I always used to be embarrassed by it, and now I'm on a podcast where I'm talking about it all the time. Like,
yes.
She fucks a turkey. Like, yeah.
Yeah. Duh. Why not? You know?
Mm-hmm.
I think it also took Emily, like, embarrassing me about talking about it at work and, mm-hmm. like, asking me and, like, telling her clients and then talking to them about it, mm-hmm. made me, like, feel, like, okay about talking about them.
Well, that's where it would be, like, when I'd kind of get it out of someone, like, which is how this podcast came to life, was I found out that you read those books, and I go, oh, Vanessa reads these books. Y'all need to talk. And then just seeing the way that y'all would, like, light up when you'd be like, oh, and this one, or, like, I mean, that's, I kind of like that with everything. Like, even if I were to talk to Eric about wrestling, where I'm like, I have no, but to see someone talk about the thing that Jeff with playing card or like sports cards and stuff, like to see someone talk about like the thing that they're so fucking into is the best.
Yeah. Especially because it is something that, like, I don't know, society at large is very like, oh, you're reading that. There's no value to it. And you see a lot of people even on TikTok who are like, I prefer literature. And I'm like, good for you.
Yeah. Enjoy, you know, whatever. But
find someone else to talk to about that and I'll be here.
Yeah.
Yeah. I, because I'm an idiot and I don't read. Sometimes Jeff will say something where I go, you know, I don't know what that means. It's just like, it's like, I'm like, you can't use big words with me.
Oh my God. You basically read. You get the whole experience.
We caught Emily reading last time.
Oh yeah. I just kept reading the book.
Yeah. You just like silently. Like, oh.
I was like, were you just reading?
Oh my God. You know, I prefer a nonfiction read, you know? I just want to, because I want to be like, this is real. This is happening. Oh my God. But then, which is why, like, before when we were talking about the stuff, I have to remember that these books aren't real.
Oh, right.
Jeff is not tracking me through my IUD. Got it. You know?
Oh, God.
You literally sound like every single one-star review.
Yeah.
I have to remind myself, this is not real.
That just made sense because you mentioned something about an IUD and tracking in Jeff earlier, and I was completely fucking, like, thrown. Like, what on earth inside joke?
Oh, that was my book.
I didn't miss it. I was there for it, and I apparently blocked it out. Got it. Okay.
It was at the very end. Yeah, he was she could run, but...
He's got a tracker on her.
That's an IUD, too, not just the phone.
Nothing about tracking IUDs. The woman in this has an IUD, but it's nothing like that. I didn't even try to go there.
Do we know about her birth control situation?
It is mentioned very briefly in passing.
I love it.
There you go.
What are we doing?
We are doing...
A book?
A book called The Devil You Know.
Ooh.
By Elizabeth O'Rourke.
Ooh.
What do you think it's about?
The devil you know?
Yes, it is about that. Yep.
It's better. What is the saying where it's like, it's better to be with the devil you know
than the devil you don't.
I don't think it'll be too dark because it's because you don't like anything too dark. I don't know. Is it fantasy at all?
No, but that was another book that I was wrestling. Oh, I was like, maybe I'll just do a fantasy one. I'll just throw that in there. But I decided not to go that route. I went with this one.
Okay.
This is okay. Remember when we were in the dance battle?
Yeah.
Last time, your last book shut down the club. And then it made me be like, I'm there, but my friend hasn't arrived yet. So I'm just in the corner, like texting, like, please hurry. I don't know.
Acting like you're texting, just moving your thumbs over your phone.
Yeah. Like, that's what I went with. This is a enemies to lovers. They're coworkers. Ooh. They're both lawyers.
Ah.
And I realized when I was rereading it again today. This is basically the Hating Game done right.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. They have so much tension and banter. Yes.
There was a Netflix movie.
The Hating Game?
Yeah, no. It wasn't the Hating Game. I was saying that it was like, it looked like the Hating Game, but better.
I think it's not this.
Okay.
But it's a common trope. Wanting a position.
Forced proximity, and they have a ton of tension because they hate each other, and also it turns out that they definitely want to fuck each other, and they're soulmates and all the
good
things.
I feel like they were lawyers in the Netflix show, too.
I mean, maybe I'm lying, but...
Yeah. Was it Suits?
No, it's a movie.
Oh, Gentlemen?
Gentlemen, I love that show. Gosh, we're still going to work through it.
Grey's Anatomy.
Oh, right.
No. Yeah, yeah.
What's his name it from was Grey's Cops. Anatomy?
Derek.
Mauricio.
Massimo. Christmas Tina. Okay.
Christmas Tina. Yes. Anyways, back on track.
Remember when we started this and we were like, what if we have like inside callbacks, inside jokes to our own? Like,
there you go.
Here you go, people.
It's our ADHD book club brain rot. Like, I love the idea of whenever I was re-listening to Montana Sky when we were trying to remember Christmas Tina or Christmasina. Of how they have those shirts you can order with like the like four or five pictures of him, and then like it looks
like glam shots like from JCPenney.
Yeah, and then we just have to say Christmas Tina.
Yes. Oh my
God. I'm sure he won't mind that we use his photo.
Let him be the one to complain about it, and then we'll say, "Oh my God, Chris, thank you for being a fan. Chris, are you single? We are not single, but are you?
We have pushed you into a lot of positions."
Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
The devil, you know. What do we know?
ADHD book club. My concern that I was telling Eric about this one is that I don't know how it's not just going to be me sitting here going, okay, let me just tell you everything about this book because I really like it. And I was telling Vanessa at work, I feel like it's easier to do an episode when I'm going to dunk on a book. Uh-huh. Because we're just going to go off the rails. But this one, I feel like that's why I was like doing more notes and going like, all of my notes are just like, I want to tell him this and I want to tell him that. And mm-hmm. Okay.
So you're saying that we should be on our best behavior.
You look like the beautiful mind.
Oh, yeah.
Like, when you showed up.
The pigeons. I don't know.
That was when you got here. We were like, you look like you're cramming for finals.
Yeah, I got it.
Eureka.
So let me read the synopsis. It's The Devil You Know, Elizabeth O'Rourke, 292 pages.
Mm, not too bad.
It came out in 2022, and it's actually the third in the series. It's the Grumpy Devil series.
Oh.
And
I'm out.
She's out. All right.
Emily's going to ruin this book that you like so much.
No, you're not.
It's not going to work. You can try. Actually, I challenge you.
Oh.
Vanessa, you can try. They're all like standalone, though. You don't have to read the other ones. But
okay, that's what I was going to ask.
There's not a thread that connects them at all?
There are characters where like it turns out they're friends with this couple and that. Like
they have dinner with them, but that's about it.
Yeah. Okay. You see them referenced, but you don't need to know. It's also the first one I read in the series, so I can definitely vouch for you will be fine if you want to read it. Okay. What happens when Ben Tate tells you to beg?
Oh.
You beg.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good girl.
You get down.
Good job. Good girl, uh-huh. Emily. Okay.
About that.
Yeah, I try inked. And ruin this book.
Inked. I already inked.
Okay. There's a devil on my shoulder, and every Monday morning she announces herself.
That's a cutie cuff. When I would do that on the break show. I'd put my cutie cuffs.
We should get those. She's this delicious, like,
I'm sorry.
Get yourselves together. We got it. I love this.
It's just Satan in like a little Santa outfit.
So I finally get my Marie cutie cuff from the break show where it's just a little cat.
There you go.
Anyways, continue.
Little devil on my shoulder. She's this delicious flame in my chest, a flurry of whispered suggestions in my ear. Suggestions I ignore because every single one of them is about Ben Tate. Ooh. Ben, stealer of clients. Evictor of homeless women, nemesis.
Bad boy.
Oh, he's a bad guy.
He's a bad boy. Sitting across from me every damn Monday with his lovely, smug smile and his two perfect teeth, the living symbol
only
of everything
of
I hate.
TWO.
He only has two teeth like a little rabbit. And his two teeth. Or he's like two walrus teeth.
No energy. Maybe he was a hockey player.
Oh, yeah.
I'm dead. I'm out.
I need a lot more teeth.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. It's been my policy to avoid him. His name is Meat. No. It's been my policy to avoid him, but when a case comes into the firm, one that could change his career and mine, I make an exception. It means weekends and evenings by his side. It means enduring his smirk and his smart mouth and never taking the bait. Until the night Ben says beg, and that devil on my shoulder decides to make a few demands of her own. It's so good.
This feels like it's a little bit like darker, but not in like a scary way, but in a like smutty way. Like that movie Secretary.
Ooh.
Right?
No. I mean, yes, you're right, but not about the book being like that.
But okay, like kind of like making her beg like in like a dominatrix. Like, isn't that kind of what that movie was?
Yeah. So like, I mean, like there's an element of that, but it's not like super explored. It's not very in-depth. It's very approachable.
Ah, bite size.
What?
Bite size.
I thought you said butt sex.
Yeah, approachable.
Oh, okay. Get rid of the pearls. You're not going to clutch that. Okay, anyway.
So God. Ben, and what is her name?
Her name is, I don't even know how to say it. G-E-M-M-A. Gemma?
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 Gemma? Gemma? It's definitely Gemma. I don't know what I was thinking, but Gemma Charles.
Gemma?
Gemma. Gemma.
Gemma.
I can't wait for a weird day job to have to deal with so many different names that you're going to be like, Your client, Jima, Jenna? Sexting?
Jema?
Oh, my God. Okay, so Jema, yes.
Jema Charles and Ben Tate. Do you want to know what they look like? Do you want to guess pages?
Yeah, of course.
Do you,
okay.
292 pages.
Enemies to Lover, 101.
152.
91.
Wow. Right. I love it. Ooh, I like that.
Yeah.
That's a good ratio.
It is, yeah.
Of like, let's just get to it. There's not too much of this miscommunication, enemies to lover shit, but there's enough of the needling that I bet you fucking
the
love.
Tension is fucking exquisite.
And he's mean.
It's so, oh God. Oh God, it's so
good.
Because
then even after they fucked, is he still kind of mean?
Ugh, they both are.
Love it.
They both are so, I love it. When people, there are so many books that are like marketed and recommended as like, it's really funny and they have great banter. And I'm always like, I'll see about that.
Yeah.
This one, oh my God.
Like you, were you kicking your little feet and cheesing?
Kicking my feet, throwing things like, oh my God. Yeah. It was
throwing the books and being like, no, come back.
This is the kind of banter I want. At one point, she makes a joke that is implying that she is fucking his dead father.
Oh.
Banter. Banter. Surprise me. Say something that I genuinely did not expect. That's what I want.
That's it.
That's what I want.
I wouldn't. Emily Hornberg could not have come up with that.
It happens in a. I'll tell you about it later. I'll sell you on it because it's not as crazy as it sounds. But yeah, like. Enemies to lovers and they have banter. No, actually, like, actually get right up to the line of hurting each other's feelings, but don't. That's where it's at.
Sweet spot.
Yeah.
Of where you're like, that was good.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Which is why I'm with Eric.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Which is why it's the right amount of, like, the salty and sweet, you know?
Yeah.
He told me once, it's maybe the most romantic thing he's ever said to me. I am so glad that I married you because... To my core, I am a hater, and it's so nice to have someone that understands and relates. And I'm like, oh yeah. My God, you get me.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
We know each other.
Okay. What do they look like?
What do they look like?
I'll tell you.
Okay.
Okay. The author specifically includes that another character who meets Jema, Fema, that...
Fema?
She looks like that actress who plays Wonder Woman, Gal Gadot.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
So... You can recast.
I get her mixed up with looking like Olivia Munn.
Yeah.
You know, same kind. Like, yeah. Okay. Like, right. I didn't see Wonder Woman, but I know who you're talking about, but in my mind,
dark
I'll picture...
Dark hair, dark eyes.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he, when she has heels on, she comes up to his shoulder, so he's tall.
Ooh.
And he has, what do they describe it as? Oh, I have too many notes. It's, he has that kind of hair that's like perfect, but also a little bit fucked up. And she says it looks like he got it professionally done, but then it got a little mussed up because he had sex with the stylist right after they were done.
Oh, shit.
It's,
oh, my God.
And he has brown eyes and two teeth.
Two teeth.
Yeah. Two perfect teeth.
They're perfect, but they're the only ones he has.
But perfect, like kind of must. Is it a little bit longer? I vision that with like a little bit longer hair that is pushed back. You know?
Tell us. I trust your instincts here.
See, there's people that like I picture, but I don't know their names because it's like, oh, I see that person in a thing. Mm-hmm. What do you think?
I don't know.
Could be anyone.
What's his name? Ben?
Ben Tate. Mm. I think his full name is Benjamin.
What about Ben Affleck?
He can be salty. Yeah, that's good.
He can be so mean sometimes.
Hair.
Yeah,
he doesn't have to have long hair.
The way that he slams the door when J-Lo gets in the car. Yeah. If you want to talk about celebrity relationships, that's me and Jeff.
That doesn't seem that. Oh, no. I was gonna say that doesn't seem that desirable.
No, it's just more. It's just more of the like.
Gosh, he's cranky.
But Jeff's also an angel and puts up with everything. Earlier we had the eclipse and. And we were coming inside, and I was like, I'm so glad I got to watch the eclipse with you. And he goes, are you talking?
He was in the other room.
We walked in and went separate ways, but I thought he was behind me.
Apparently not to you.
Like, what perfect timing. Like, I love it. We got to experience it together. What? Why are you talking?
I can hear you. Could you stop? Yeah.
But it's like, it's a thing of where we will be mean to each other, but in a loving way and never anything serious of where like we'll start talking and be like, why are you talking? But not seriously.
Mm-hmm.
It's so mean that you're like, you would never fucking say that to me.
Yeah.
But it's funny.
Yeah. Eric and I had a phase where we were just flipping each other off around the house.
Constantly.
Oh my God.
It's our new thing. I don't know.
I think most mornings I'm like, good morning. Just like flipping them off.
Romance. That's how it's done.
Yeah. That's how you know it's a true love.
Yeah. You got to be able to be mean to them.
So
book opens up and it's actually sort of like.
I'm going to picture Christmas, Tina. Sorry.
Christmas. I don't mind it.
I just can't see Ben Affleck with long.
Why does he have long hair?
He doesn't.
He doesn't. Okay.
She just said it was perfect, but it looks a little messed up.
Yeah.
Okay, you know? We're going to go Ben Affleck and Olivia Munn because I can't picture Gal Gadot in my head.
I love that.
I can work with it. There you go.
Yeah.
Done.
Book opens up and Fema, she does a lot of cases for family law. She's okay. Helping moms keep their kids. She's helping moms wives get divorced without being, you know, financially ruined for the rest of their lives.
And they work for the same firm.
They do. But these are her pro bono cases. A lot of corporate law.
Yes.
She's like, I'll help you out on the weekends.
Yes, literally. She does pro bono. And then her boss tells her, you need to stop doing that. And she's like, oh, for sure. And then she keeps doing it and hopes no one finds out.
But then Ben evicts these women, as I've heard in the...
She references it, and I didn't get the full story on it. I don't think we do. But he's like, that was a mistake. Like, something weird happened where he didn't know that she was homeless, and she was living in a shelter, but then she had to be... I don't know what happened, but it wasn't his intention.
He's like, I was just siding with the landlord. I didn't know anything about the tenant.
It wasn't like, this is my goal, and I have succeeded. Yeah. Like, something weird happened. And so she knows
a building code or something.
Something weird, and she knows that it bothers him that he did that, so she references it. All the time.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. It opens with him watching her in court. And he's like, wow, this is so impressive. That's great. She gets this mom to keep custody of her three kids. And that's fantastic. That's so impressive. 2 years later, they are coworkers still. They've been coworkers for 2 years. Every Monday, they have these meetings. And he always sits across from her. And they always just, like, make fun of each other and, like, call each other out. But not in a way that's, like, bantery, like, fun. More like, I hate you.
Just
like,
giving him shit.
Yeah, like the hating game, but done really well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like, well, Ben, if you'd read over your notes, like, it's like very, like, per my last email.
Yes, yes. It's very, like, when they get, when they have a meeting in their boss's office and it's the two of them, she takes a seat and then moves it an inch away from him to be very, like, ugh. Like, it's just passive-aggressive, petty,
yeah,
constant stuff.
Love it.
Because...
So why, yeah, I was gonna say, why doesn't she like him?
Because... When he first started, she had already been there, and she had been working with this potential client who hadn't, like, signed yet, and she was supposed to work with him, and then he stole the client. So she's like, got it, enemies for life, and I will never let it go. And she sort of never does, but she does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little bit.
A little bit. So is there a promotion that they're fighting over?
He is already a partner, but she wants to become a partner. She would be the only woman who is a partner at this firm.
Okay.
And she is known around the office as the castrator. She is ruthless. They like to joke that her vagina has teeth.
I don't like that.
Yeah, it's not great.
Just in the, like, kind of where the women are seen as bitches and men are seen as... You know, strong.
She talks about that a lot. Is like the way that I am on cases. You know what they would say about a man? He's a really good attorney.
Yeah.
They're like, she's such a bitch.
Yes. She's cold hearted, and she's seen as cold because she doesn't bake for the office, and she doesn't like all the things. But like the men don't do it, so she's like, I'm not doing it either.
I always tell my clients, because I obviously deal with them going through all the different life events, that like when they go through a divorce, I'm like, you need to get a ruthless female attorney. Like, that's what you need representing you. Like, that's what I would want, is like a woman to represent me for anything.
That's Gemma.
Yeah.
And the reason that she takes it so seriously is because the first courtroom she was ever in was the courtroom when her parents got divorced when she was 14. Her father is also an attorney, and he destroyed her mom. She never worked. She was like the perfect housewife.
Yeah.
And... he took all of the money. He canceled all the credit cards. He repossessed her car. He got the house. He had no alimony. And then he spent 10 years fighting to make sure he would get custody of Gemma, just so that he could piss off the mom.
Nice.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cool.
Nice. Yeah. And the reason they were getting divorced is because he was cheating on her with a 24-year-old at his office.
Ah, nice.
So she's really jaded.
Yeah.
And she doesn't ever want to trust anyone. She doesn't ever want to fall in love. And she never wants to get married. And she's, like, never letting anybody in.
Yeah.
Then they're assigned to work on a case together.
Ooh, what's the case?
The case is this huge company that is known for being like very progressive. They're like an investment capital firm, but they like promote like we're very diverse and stuff. But it's a woman who's suing them for gender discrimination.
Mm. Ah.
So has she ever worked with Ben before?
No.
Oh.
They've always just been.
And she gets to see him be like nice.
There's a work trip they go on for this case. They go to where the company is based in Miami and they meet with opposing counsel. And
one Ben?
Ooh.
No, but in the book, I thought it was really funny where she, like, they're checking into the hotel and she's like, and I know exactly what to expect. They're going to say, it's only one bed and it's a twin size bed and you're going to have to sleep in his boxers and he's going to be naked. And it was just like,
she's almost like calling out the book. Yeah. Within the book. Yeah.
And it doesn't do that. But there is a scene in the elevator where these women, like, retired grandmas who are doing like they're all in matching purple like visors and stuff. They're just having a hoot, like Shirley and Beverly. They're all going out onto the town and they all crowd into the elevator and she has to press up against him and gets a boner.
Oh, I love it.
I thought you guys would like that.
It was that before they banged, right?
Yes. Yeah. Oh. That's early. That's like when they're first going to go meet with opposing counsel.
Oh, she's like you don't hate me.
Mm. Yeah, she's like, oh, this is gross. Like, I'm not happy about this either. And he's like, don't be flattered. It could be because of any of the women in here. And she's like, oh, I knew it. Mommy issues. And he's like, don't judge. My mother's a beautiful woman. Like,
they're
joking. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They just like,
yeah.
Just quick.
Quick. Mm. I love it.
Yeah.
Did you describe how his boner felt?
Large.
Ooh,
she's I like, bet. That would be so annoying to have to wake up next to every day.
I bet.
Somebody's lying to themselves.
I bet. So annoying.
Suck.
It's just such a hassle.
It's a lot to deal with.
Oh my God. Are you talking?
Are you talking to me?
I love you. Yeah. This book is so good. Okay, I can't even focus.
Okay, so they fuck on page 90.
91.
Yeah. 91. So when do they finally, like what's some of their banter? Like, what's some, like what? When does it really start to come to a head?
Come to a head? Okay, let me tell you the joke where she's fucking his dead father.
Yeah, like.
Because I wrote that one down.
Was okay. That when they fucked for the first time?
No, this is when they're on their way to Miami. She gets a call from her friend when the plane is not yet leaving. So she's on her phone with her friend and her friend is making fun of her going like, oh, you're with Ben. That sucks. And I know maybe you guys should have sex. I know that he's not unattractive because you definitely would have mentioned if he's unattractive because you have such a tendency to leave bad dates with guys for like the stupidest reasons. Like you didn't like the way his hair looked from the back of his head.
Yeah.
And she's like, there. I'm not that bad. It's yeah. She's like, I'm not that bad. And then her friend's like, what about the guy with the weird knuckles? And she's like, no. Yeah. Imagine what they're going to look like when he's 70.
Yeah, I've been there.
Been there?
Where you'll just be like, ugh, he sneezed weird. I don't like you anymore.
I just can't do it. I can't do it.
I would get the ick so easily.
But what that indicates is that it's not it. No. So there's just reason, but is this not it?
Yeah.
No.
But so she gets off the phone and Ben is like, oh, like she's saying, like, imagine what he looked like when he's 70. And he goes, oh, so who's the lucky 69-year-old? And she says, your dad. And he says, my dad is dead. And she's like, oh, well, that must be why he's so pleasantly quiet in bed.
Oh my God.
And just immediately, he says his dad's dead. And she's like, yeah.
Yeah.
Double down.
Sure. Yeah.
And he's staggered for a minute and then laughs and she smiles too. Because like they have so much fun.
Toe-to-toe.
Being toe-to-toe, like that's trying to challenge each other of who's going to break first.
That's the best.
It's the best. It's the best.
Do you feel like you and Eric are like that?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think when I first met you, like I'd kind of known Eric a little bit before, like maybe 2 weeks prior, but then as I got to know you more, I think telling Alyssa being like, I don't think I would ever want to witness Eric and Barbara fighting because you guys are both so good and quick and like, I was like, it'd be fascinating, but also like, ooh, don't want y'all mad at me.
Oh my God.
With great power comes great responsibility. Oh my God.
There's just like, neither one of you, like you're both like strong and sweet, like, and very kind and gentle with each other, but also like you're not weak to each other either. You know,
you're also both mean.
We're really careful with each other. Cause like, just logically, why would you be in a relationship with someone where you're ever trying to hurt each other's feelings?
Right. Like, there's a time and a place. Yeah.
But whenever he gets close to, like, the line of like a joke, and then it's like, ooh, is that over the line or not? I will go, yeah, it's a good joke, and then we laugh because it's like, ooh,
yeah,
ooh,
yeah.
But
I'll be more like, you really think that?
Oh my god,
slamming the door.
I was like, no, I was just joking. I was like, well, it wasn't funny.
How can you say it?
But then like, he could have said the exact same joke the day before. I go, ha, ha, ha.
Yeah, and that's marriage.
That's mental illness and marriage.
Oh my god,
I love you.
What about you and Bernie?
We're definitely mean to each other.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah. We tease each other and stuff, but I think it's always in good fun, and when you're obviously like super in love, like I feel like you can be mean, because who else can you be mean to in the world?
Yeah.
You can't be mean to, well, I can be mean to Emily.
Yeah. Well, it's basically Mary. Yeah. Yeah,
it's been on video.
You guys still have kid gloves with me, but we'll get there.
I have faith. I mean, there's stuff where like even today, you know, like your husband has like some stuff going on, like, and that will give him shit about, like, yeah, something horrible in his life, because it's also like how you, or at least how we all handle trauma, yes, and shit, that we're just like, let's just fucking joke about it. Yeah. And be like,
literally, that's what we all need. So it's great.
Yeah. Okay. So, anyways, so they're perfect for each other.
So then, hang on. I had my little.
No, I just still picture you as a baby with your little, all your little things. Yeah.
Little Minority Report mobile walker.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So they go to Miami. He gets a boner and she's like, wow. And then they kind of have a moment of like, ooh, do we have sexual tension? And they definitely do. Mm-hmm. She immediately goes, fuck that. I can't do this. And so she goes on Tinder, like before they even checked out of the hotel to go to the airport to go back home. She has a date lined up for that night.
Interesting. That, what was that other one? The Right Move, where she did that, where she was like, I'm just going to get on Tinder.
And I just got it.
Oh, yeah. Else. She was like, I need to get it out. Get it out of my system.
Yeah. I just need to not think about him for a while, because she can't stop thinking about him. She drives past his house sometimes.
Oh, I love it.
And she looks him up on Instagram. Look shocked, Vanessa. After last week, your stalker.
No, I'm saying, I'm getting shocked because you guys were like,
ugh. Okay, there is a difference in the way that we all stalked each other's boyfriends.
Yeah, True Foods.
No, True Foods.
I made her go to True Foods. Oh. She made me go to Yellow Jacket.
Yeah, that's what you do.
Like,
she drives past his house.
There.
She doesn't take pictures or knock on the
door. I definitely did not want to go to
definitely
True Foods.
Definitely didn't hear his motorcycle and know that it was him.
But okay. That was so ridiculous. All these are lies.
But but it is the, yeah, and there's a difference in like her being like, oh yeah, I just kind of took the long route home.
Yes.
And then
the long way, like completely out of your way.
Completely, because it's LA, so it's nowhere near.
But she didn't break into his house at night and rub cum on his lips.
Nope, I mean, not even once.
She's just not as resourceful as Lincoln, because he's a billionaire dad, okay?
Why put the effort in if you don't need to? She still got what she needed, so.
Yeah. Well, his DNA was rewritten.
And then it was on her lips.
Everywhere in her house.
None of that. She looks him up on Instagram, but he's not very active, but he has a famous friend.
Mm.
She's like a singer or something, and she's one of the characters in the other books.
Oh, okay.
So she'll go on trips, and then he'll tag her, and like he was tagged in like her wedding photos and stuff like that. So she's like, ooh, like dreamy, but also I hate him. We can't have vulnerability.
Right.
So she and her mom, their thing is they watch Hallmark movies.
Oh.
Very Lovelight Farms.
Very.
They're always calling and going like, which one are you watching? And she's like, he's a widowed veterinarian. She's like, perfect.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. And she has it in her head that that's the kind of guy that she needs. A Hallmark man. Mm. She wants him to be a farmer. She
a
wants
a retriever boyfriend.
Yes. She wants him to have like a struggling ski lodge. Like, and she's going to completely change who she is and go live in a small town.
Mm. Busy businesswoman.
Busy businesswoman learns to love sleeping in and chatting with strangers about their
hot
grandkids.
Cocoa. Yeah.
Yes.
Sometimes that doesn't work out, though.
Sometimes that's not what you need.
Yeah. Sometimes you need
stimulation.
A little spice.
Yeah.
That sounds like
your match.
Yes. So, yeah, she boner alert. She freaks out. She has a Tinder date with this guy named Thomas, who's a chef. And she's like, great. It's going to be perfect. And he brings it up on the plane. And then she's like, I have a date tonight. And he's like, what? And he's like mad because maybe he's in love with her.
Ooh, maybe. He's jealous.
Maybe he's jealous. And he's like,
kills him.
Ooh, with his own chef's knife.
Oh my god.
And then sends him like a fish.
Fire to the body.
Yeah. And then he eats his food.
Yeah. He eats his body.
Food.
You know I love that, but no, he just says, oh, he's a chef, so I guess you're paying for dinner. And she's like, No, chefs can make money. He's like, I guarantee he has four roommates. And he's completely right. This guy sucks.
Oh, she like shows up and she's like, oh.
He goes by Tad. His interests are dank memes and Xbox. And she's like, great.
So he watches cool vids on he's just okay. like us. So he's like, yeah, I've ever seen unusual memes.
You're going to really enjoy it, I think. Bring in the new year. Anyway. So then it becomes sort of like a running joke where she can't admit that the date sucked. And he's like, oh, how's Thomas? And she's like, oh, no. He's great. He gave me breakfast in bed. And he's like, no, he didn't. You're full of shit. Like, absolutely fucking not.
He's like, I've been watching outside of your apartment.
And your IUD mic.
I know where you're
at. It's got a camera. It's don't.
My famous friend is a hockey player.
Lincoln taught me everything I know.
Do your lips feel different?
Yeah. Yeah.
Sticky.
Just hard left past that one.
I just put lip gloss on too, so I'm like,
Okay. So they're working late in the conference room one night. They're the only ones there. And
just like two lamps on. It's all dark.
And yes, two lamps.
A little glow. I'm picturing the Hallmark movie. I told you I wasn't going to kick my mic, and I did.
As Don't I you lie to me.
Well, stop moving your foot.
I got a kicky foot.
I'm going to kick you if you do.
We sit closer.
So they're working late. And he says, how's Thomas? And she says, who?
Atta girl. Yep.
And then she's like, you always say that like it's a euphemism. Chef is a real job. And he's like, and you say it like he's Gordon Ramsay and not the guy running the deep fryer at Bennigan's.
Oh my God. Is that where he works?
Probably. I mean, he has several roommates and he's like...
Dank memes.
Dank memes. And a ponytail that was not included in the Tinder photos.
Oh.
Yeah, it doesn't go well. So she's like, who? And then they're making fun of each other. And then she's like, well, a guy like that has a lot more of a chance with me than you do. And he's like, oh? And she goes, yeah, you wouldn't know what to do with me.
Oh, I love it.
And everything in him goes like laser focus, like dialed in. And he's
primal.
Like, what primal? What did you just say? And she's like second guessing, like, I don't want to, like, we're clearly talking about like... fucking I don't want to cross that line, so she's like nothing
too
and he's like
late.
He's like, no, what did you say? And he's like walking over to her.
Oh my
and
god, I inked.
Like, you see, I told you, you don't have to set people on fire and eat their corpses in order to ink.
I'll ink for anything.
Who ate a corpse?
I don't know.
The probably mascot from Ryan Shay. Remember they lit the mascot, lit the guy fire, and then they ate it.
Nobody ate anything.
Yeah, we're but lying. They could.
She's like, lying. She's like, can lie too.
She just made up that whole book last week. Okay. Anyway.
CRJ.
So she says again, and she's like a period after every word in the sentence, you wouldn't know what to, and before she's done, he's kissing her.
Oh, I love it.
Oh my God.
They make out. He grabs her ass. It's super like, oh yeah, there's that boner alert again. Like they're They're into it. And then he pulls back.
Nobody else was in the office.
So. No, nobody else was in the office. He pulls back for a second. Like, he joined in.
That's just mopping.
Anyway.
Trying to take the trash out.
It's just, might be nothing.
I'm just going to get this. Yeah.
It's Thomas. He has a side job.
roommate.
He pulls back and sort of smirks at her. And that's when she gets in her head like, what if he's about to actually make fun? Like he's just doing it to like get one over on me.
Like
he's not.
You fell for it.
Yeah. Like he's about to throw it in
kidding.
Her face.
Just
LOL.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Like it's not very logical, but she is very concerned, and so she's kind of like, is kissing without consent? Like you trying to prove a point? And he's like, don't act like you didn't kiss me back. And then she said, you took me by surprise. And he says, well, I guess I should have fucked you too to see how else you would yield from a surprise.
Wow. Wow. That's what's up. That's what's
banter.
Up. See, this is the like, yeah, like this is the real life stuff that I'm, because like the mafia stuff where you're like,
yeah,
oh, that's happy. Like that's not
gonna
like, in real life. I'd be like, oh my god, you fucking killed somebody. Oh my god. Oh
yeah,
my god.
Yeah. In no world
I'm
would I be like,
so
wow,
much trouble.
He loves me. I don't even like jaywalking.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, I'm gonna get trouble. But then like this, you're like, oh, this is accessible. This is like, this could really happen.
Yes, but this is the hating game done right. They hate each other, but it's all sexual tension, and it's just so nice. It's so nice. Yeah.
So they fuck right here?
Not right then. She's like, whoa.
Then we gotta finish this essay.
Brief.
Whatever they do. Yeah.
She, I don't know. <this essay. laughs> She's giving a speech. She kind of goes like, okay, and like leaves for the night. And then she doesn't know what to do at work the next day, which is like a Friday. So she just calls in sick. She's panicked. She's like, oh, fuck. I don't know what to do now. Like,
And they have like cell phones. Does he just text her?
No. No word. They see each other on Monday.
Was he uncomfortable? Did he ever get his POV?
No.
Okay. So there wasn't anything where he was like, oh, maybe I shouldn't have done that. She's not here today. Like, you never know. You never see his
insecurities. You don't see that. But on Monday, she wears, like, her best outfit. And then her fit, because she's obsessed with shoes. It's very Carrie Bradshaw. She's like, I spent $700 on these shoes. I'm like, yeah. And he references at one point, like, you dress like this, but those shoes look like a dominatrix. And, like...
Right.
He is always staring at her shoes. It's very...
Oh.
Anyway. She dresses up. She wears her, like, favorite lucky shoes. And then...
Shoes. She's like, my lucky Louboutin.
Was she, like, an NBA player? She's like, these are lucky.
She's superstitious.
She's like, these are my good ones.
I didn't wear it with Thomas, and that's why he had a little ponytail. So. Monday night. They're late at the office again because they still have this huge case that they're working on. And he is, like, needling her. Like, you thought about our kiss, didn't you? Like, he's being very... And she gets so frustrated with him that she had taken her shoes off. And, like, he says something that makes her mad. So she throws a shoe at him. And then he catches it.
Like, Spike goes, ding! Like, she's like stuck in his forehead.
And he dies.
She literally was like, as soon as she threw it, she was like, oh my God, he could end up in the hospital. He could lose an eye. This is so, I really did not want to do that. Like,
I could ruin one of his teeth.
Yeah.
One of his tooth.
Half his teeth knocked out in one.
Spare.
He only has two good ones.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
He catches it and says, thank you, I've always wanted one of your shoes, and goes to his office and locks the door with the shoe. And she's like, those are my favorite shoes. They're like $700. And she's like, no, please give me my shoe. Please do not do anything to it. Like, don't ruin the shoe. Like, I really want it back. And then he's not answering and the door is locked. So she texts him and she says, please let me have the shoe back. And he says,
beg.
And she said, I'm begging, please. And she's so mad, but she's like, no, scared. But I need the shoe. And he says, in person, the door's unlocked now. So she goes in and he's behind his desk. And that's the scene.
We're going to read.
That's the scene we're going to read.
Oh, my God.
That's the scene we're going to read.
Do you want to get your pee pad?
I ain't.
You inked everywhere. It's too late, Vanessa.
You already inked.
Do you need a pee pad? Go back one just to make sure I didn't send you on the wrong page. Okay, you're good. You're just reading.
That's called reading.
I went back because they have like the text messages in there, and I like that they have like, it looks like a text bubble.
Yeah.
But the text thread is basically exactly what you said, but it's like, please, I'm sorry, please don't hurt my shoe. Beg, period. I'm begging. Please give me back my shoe, period. In person, period. Okay. I wish I could do a Boston accent because it's Ben Affleck.
Oh, they're in L.A.
Yeah, but his boss and I.
Sometimes Ben is in LA
about it, you know. Whenever he's like, that's when you know that you're.
He
like,
only says begs it sometimes on like certain words.
Yes.
Yeah.
So maybe like if he says hod.
Hod. But like I don't. How is it? It's like park hod. My car.
Yeah.
Ha.
Mine, as soon as I go Boston, I accidentally end up in Jersey.
I saw a TikTok earlier that it was for all the different Texas accents.
Mm.
It was everyone saying, I'm gonna get my oil changed on Sunday.
Oh.
So how do you say it?
I'm gonna get my oil changed on Sunday.
I'm gonna get my oil changed on Sunday.
I'm going to get my oil changed on
oil.
But yeah, it's one that you're like, oh, well, there it is.
I'm going to get my oil
changed. I'm going to get my oil changed on Sunday. Anyways. Did you think about our kiss? He asks. My fucking throat clogs up. I'm going to get a little sip.
She's already flustered.
My jaw grinds. It's a confession you extorted. Wait. God, I can't use my words yet. So- It's a confession you extorted really the best you can do.
Two words.
The best you can do. I'll take your refusal to answer as an answer. He rises and comes to my side of the desk, where he then kneels beside my foot and picks it up in his hand, his thumb sliding slowly over the arch. This is our first, like, foot play, I think.
It's subtle, but yes. Later, if it helps, when she tells her friend about this, her friend is like, he put a shoe in you? What are you, fucking Cinderella? Like,
he put a shoe in her?
On
her. In her. Oh my god, no.
Okay. I thought that's what you said.
No.
That's what it sounded like.
No. Okay.
So we were like, where are we going?
Use your imagination. Where are you going?
Like, you know, got scared.
What? What are you talking about? I told you I'm not trying to do the dance battle.
Is it the heel or the point?
You tell me. It's a block heel.
Oh my god.
It's a wedge.
It's a kitten.
It's a croc.
Oh god. Oh hell yeah. X Games mode.
Jesus.
Fuck.
He slips the shoe on before he takes the other from me and slips that on as well. On himself. You're ruining my book. His hand lingering on my ankle.
He's kneeling in front of her, just so we know. Yeah, like, yeah. Okay, all right, okay.
You aren't very good at begging, by the way, he says, his voice low and rough. Maybe you're not good at making women beg, I reply, my words husky and full of longing. What's that, he asks. And then slowly, I can't read today. Instantly, his hand slides up. That's how I feel like I'm reading right now. It's like having to sound out every word.
Do you need the text bigger?
I don't know.
I can make it bigger.
Well, we're fine.
That's what she said. I'm sorry.
Oh, kneel up against it. His hand slides up my leg. I inhale as his palm slides above my knee. Maybe you're not good at making women beg. His hand brushes against my inner thigh and I make no move to stop him. You know what I think? He asks, climbing to his feet just as his hand reaches my thong. I think thong's funny.
Yeah. It's because of the song.
Say panties or something. I don't know. Yeah. It was like my thong.
You're out. I'm out.
I think you get off on fighting with me. I think you talk too much, I whisper. Mm-hmm. Or she said, I think you talk too much, I whisper. He holds my eye as his fingers slip under the seam of my thong. Jesus, he groans. You're so wet.
There it is. There's the voice. I was going to say, we're not doing any voices. Did she like it?
Okay, I was like, I couldn't read words for a second. And then I was like, he's hot. It. And then I'm like, ugh.
He only has two teeth.
He can only talk with two teeth. His fingers begin to move. Small, delicate circles that have me bracing against his desk, sucking in tiny sips of air.
Ew.
Yeah. It's gross.
Okay.
Yep. His eyes are on my face, his free hand still spread wide and unrelenting over my hip. I can't believe I'm letting him do this. I can't believe I'm basically encouraged him to do this. And oh my God, I'm already close. What is she? In fucking Montana Sky? She's like, look,
he just looked at me.
Lean me against a desk and I am gone. Two fingers slide inside me. Harder. More insistently than before. My muscles tense as he moves his index finger in exactly the right way and I grip the desk. I've wanted to watch your face when you come for so fucking long, he says, gripping my hair, pulling my head back so all I can see is him. His jaw is locked tight as if he's barely restraining himself. Go ahead. I know you want to. I let go with a small cry.
Look at you.
my eyes closing, the world going black, and blissful as his fingers maintain their pace. God, I love that, he rasps. I reach for his belt, then flick the button of his pants before tugging down the zipper. I slide my hand inside his boxers, and he gives me a single sharp inhale.
That's... no. What the fuck?
He is hot, hard as steel, long and wide.
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 Wide shoes.
Wide. Wide shoes. Hot, hard as steel, long and wide.
Wow.
I've never, like, wide. I've been, like, girthy.
But they,
like,
say girth, but wide. This is...
wide. Yeah. Sorry, I hit my mic again as I was speaking.
I'm watching your foot because it's near the near the mic, and I'm like, don't do that.
Kicking feet while I'm doing your, like... Of course, Cole, right as you fucking you talk, kick, you what,
kick it while I'm talking, and then I can mute your track.
Just heads up, it's my fault if any of those mic problems, but y'all are fine. You guys don't care. You guys understand, you know? You support us. Anyways, back
he's
to,
wide. Okay.
He's wide. It makes me think, like, makes wide me think rectangular.
Makes me think girth.
Yeah.
It's just
yeah.
another name.
Yeah, yeah, but I just feel like.
Because I think girth thick. Is gross.
Yeah.
It sounds.
Like, it's not a pleasant noise.
It doesn't
noise.
Sound yeah. sexy.
Yeah. yeah. I like so, thick.
Yeah, oh, that's there what we go. She should have wrote. There we go.
Thick. Because wide makes me think like wide. Like a, I don't know, like a loaf of bread or something. Like, yeah. it's more wide.
It's not like wide.
Yeah, like it's like, why is it like a mail slot? Anyways. His eyes fall shut for a moment.
So we're out.
I'm out and back in. His eyes fall shut for a moment before they open, and he takes charge, pushing me back on his desk, then wrenching my skirt up around my waist. I knew it, he says, sounding almost angry as he tugs at my wisp of a thong, letting it snap back against my skin.
The wisp? It the reminds me of those things that you brush your teeth with.
She like stuck one in her panties to be like, oh,
Ben.
Oh, here you go. I fucking knew it was something like this under that skirt.
Ooh.
He grabs one knee and holds it aloft as he lines himself up. You sure, Gemma? He asks, his voice low, desperate. You're still talking too much, I reply. He thrusts. The fit is tight, exquisite, and painful at once. And he's only halfway in.
Oh!
Fuck! He hisses. You okay? His voice is all gravel now. Yes, I groan. And then I pull his hips, a silent plea for more. And he pushes in the rest of the way. He holds still for a moment, eyes squeezed tight, waiting for me to adjust to his size. She has to tent. It's only when I arch my hips that he begins to move, sliding slowly in and out. I never come twice in a row, but I think I'm going to.
Oh, my God.
You're loving it.
Okay. One-handed, he unbuttons my blouse.
Go get you. Like babies when they want
the chopsticks.
More. That's him. Just more. Sorry. I hit my mic. I'm sorry. More.
Literally.
His fingers slip into the cup of my bra, pinching my nipple. It hurts and threatens to topple me. He's like, pinch, pinch, pinch.
At least he didn't scrunch.
It's like he's like snapping the thing off, and he's like, give me that titty, you know?
Sure, yep.
Snapping what off?
Twisting the buttons off with one hand, and then he's got to get to the nipple and twist it.
Twist it off, yeah.
It hurts and threatens to topple me right off the edge at the same time.
Oh, my God.
I cry out involuntarily, and he flinches, trying not to come. Beg, he commands.
That's not how you would say it, but okay.
Beg.
Closer, how would he say it?
Could you beg?
Please! I need you to beg!
Oh, you said you would.
Oh, beg!
God, I texted you.
Come on, beg. You're supposed to get your shoe back. Beg, he commands. His thrusts come fast and then stop. I'm seconds away. Oh, God. I arch against the desk.
This is one woman theater right now. Like the Taming of the Shrew.
This is my little Hamlet is this. I'm like, oh, my little... Anyway.
An inspired performance. Okay.
Please, what? His hands grip my hips hard enough to bruise. Oh, my God. Fuck me harder. I'm so close. He does. He gives me everything, and then he leans over and finds my mouth, kissing me.
God.
Kissing me with the same
She's going to ruin me, bro.
I'm never bringing a book I liked ever again.
Yeah, I don't know what you're thinking.
Kissing me with the same degree of force. I meet him, kissing, biting his skin in my desperation. I'm going to is all I get out before it's on me. Wait, before it's on me again, rolling over me while he thrusts jerkily once. Wait.
Rolling, she got steamrolled by the orgasm?
She's like, oh, it's here. It's like when you're in the wave pool. But then he rolling over me while he thrusts jerkily once.
He's
twice.
Losing control and he's coming.
He's spasming. Yeah.
He's got a seizure.
He's electrocuted.
Your IED.
Yeah, it's like, fuck. It's like, I'm so big, I reached it.
It's shorting out.
Oh, my God.
jerkily once, twice, groaning against my ear. His weight falls atop me, and we are as close as we could possibly be, both of us gasping for breath. I turn my nose toward his neck and breathe him in. The smell of his soap mingling with his sweat. The smell of his, like, musk. Or
lavender and mountains.
She's like, the smell of his lavender and cedar. And
steel and pine wood.
She's like, the smell of dial in my throat.
Irish sport.
That was a pretty quick one, though. That felt like, that was in between, like, it was above the Hating Game because it was just, like, his wrist, whatever. Mm. But it was also a little bit above Montana. This is like what Montana Sky should have had.
Yeah, and also there are several more scenes. So it's not like...
I'm just like reading ahead.
I don't say. 40-minute pause.
Oh, she's into her mom.
Give me that back. You're on timeout.
So she's like, that was amazing. So
that was amazing.
Are they like, we can't ever do that again? Or
so afterward, she starts getting in her head of like, what do we do now? I just gave him all the power. Like, she didn't say that, but, like, right, she's like, worried, like, fuck. Oh, shit.
And he's a partner.
He's a partner, and she's trying to become a partner, but
they're going to say something my way to the top.
Yeah. Ooh. And so she's, like, waiting to see what he does, and he smirks at her and says, I told you you'd beg, and she takes it as confirmation that he was just trying to prove that he could make her, get her in that position.
Right.
And so she, like, without a word, just, like, walks out, and he's like, fuck, Gemma, FEMA, like,
FEMA!
It was just a joke, it was just a bad test, like, and then she just will not, she's just, like, cold.
Sometimes you gotta know when to not be joking around and being mean. Sometimes you have to be serious.
There's one other time where he does that, where before they sleep together, he's in the break room and he's like, I heard an interesting rumor. Your mom's Etsy shop is fascinating. And she gets really like, don't joke about my mom. Like, she doesn't say it right away. And
but she doesn't go back. But she's just like, okay.
She's like, she says something like a kind of neutral, like, don't go there, like, ish.
What's the mom's Etsy shop?
So he's like, oh, yeah, she makes outfits for cats. Like, okay. Like,
and he's, like, making fun of her.
Yeah. He's, like, teasing it. He's like, oh, yeah, I particularly like these photos where that shelf looks like it might come down, so you're afraid for the cat's life as much as you also want it to be in this outfit. And she is, like...
embarrassed.
Don't make fun of my mom. Right. And her voice like cracks and he's like, whoa, because this is, again, she joked about fucking his dead father. Like,
yeah.
And so he's like, you've said much more. I had no idea. Like, and she says, you make fun of me. Because he's like, I we've said much worse things to each other.
Yeah.
I really didn't mean to cross the line. And she's saying, you make fun of me for who I date and I make fun of you for who I date. That's fair. Making fun of my mom because she's poor while you have this fancy house and this nice car, not cool.
And he took something that he was not saying at all.
And he's like, I had no idea that her, like, I thought she did this as like a hobby only. Like, you strike me as East Coast private school. I just assumed you had, like, loaded parents. Mm. And she did. but her father took everything in the divorce. And right. Now her mom has to work two jobs and she won't accept help from her daughter. So she makes
cat clothes.
She feels really guilty that her mom like can't afford to come see her. They can't spend Thanksgiving together. They can't. And like,
I want to buy her cat clothes.
It's a really soft spot for her. And then.
Well, and making fun of her, his dad, in the sense like having sex with him is not making fun of him as a person.
Exactly. So
it's more just like making a light joke about.
Could be having about
sex with him, and then
she
found out he was dead, so she just ran with a joke.
But. He definitely crossed the line, and that's the thing in relationships without all of the extra context here. Like, you have to teach what your boundaries are, and you're not always going to have it right 100% of the time. So what matters is when you communicate that and what they do with that new information. And he's really apologetic, really genuine.
Well, they're also new.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is before they slept together.
No, I just meant even that.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So he's like, got it. Message, like, absolutely.
Like, I didn't mean that again. Like, I didn't mean
off
like
limits.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, they hook up, and then she's like, okay, he was just trying to, it's just part of, like, the game. Like, it wasn't meaningful. Yeah. And he's trying to text her and be like, fuck, please talk to me about this. Like, it was just a really poorly timed, tasteless joke. Like, that's not what I meant. And then they kind of... She's just sort of like freezing him out, like back to just, nope, you're not gonna, like, impenetrable wall, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then there's this like work event, like gala, that their boss tells both of them go, and he tells Fema that there's a client who is actually a client that she went on a dinner with like a few chapters back, and the guy was a fucking creep. He was like, oh, have you ever been on a yacht? And she's like, okay, so anyway, about business. And he's like, we have time for that later. What kind of wine do you want? Da, 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 da. And then he like says like, why don't you come back to my place? And she's like, no, absolutely not. And then she shakes his hand, and he makes her hand, grabs her hand and makes her grab his crotch.
Ew.
Oh, is it Donald Trump?
What does Ben do to him?
Vanessa, you know.
That's what's up.
What does Ben do? He kills him.
He sets on
eats
fire.
His corpse.
He guts him like a fish.
Sets
like
him
a
on
fish.
Fire at the gala in front of everybody.
But still has the chef's knife.
Remember these?
Ben wasn't at the dinner. She tries to pull her wrist away, and he's holding it really tight, so there's a bruise. So he notices the bruise, and she seems like really different. And he's like, what happened? And she's like, nothing. Like, won't talk about it. And then at the gala... He sees that guy is there, and he's coming up to talk to her, like, you could at least let me explain. And she's like, there's nothing to talk about, and tries to walk away. The guy grabs her arm, and then Ben grabs the lapels of his suit, and he's like, what makes you think you can touch her like that? And he's like, oh, well, you work for that firm. I wonder how your boss will feel about you treating a client this way, and tries to call security to get them thrown out of the event. And she's like, whoa, we were leaving. And like, they go to leave. And he's like, that was more than just a client you disagreed with. Like, what was that? And then she tells him, and he puts it together, like, the bruise on your lips, and his eyes are black, and he's angry, and then
his
he's like
clenched, his knee is ready
his knee's ready for her vagine.
Yeah, he's got the chef's knife. Yeah.
He's gonna give her the knee while he guts her.
Yeah.
Not her, him.
He puts her in the car, and he's like, oh, I have a couple things I need to wrap up. And she's like, the creepy client isn't one of them, right? And he's like, no. And she's like, okay,
of course not.
Oh my God, girl, why would you think that? And so she goes home alone. And then the next day, he's really late into work. And it turns out he got arrested because he started a fight with one of the clients at this gala. And she's like, holy shit, he did that for me, obviously. And
he loves her.
He won't explain, like, because her assistant comes and tells her. She's like, oh my God, girl, did you hear what happened with Ben? He got arrested. He won't even say why he did it. And the partners are like, they don't know what to do with him. They're so angry. And she's like, I can't let him just take the fall. So she goes into the partners and she explained what happened. And the reason she didn't report it last time, because she figured that the guys would be like, well, you guys have been drinking. Like, are you sure you wouldn't putting out signals? Because he's a really, like, expensive client. So they immediately like, oh, whatever this sort of alleged, you know, maybe something was misconstrued. And she's like, he was doing it on my behalf, and it took a lot for him to like do that. So, and they're like, yeah, he's a good dude. What a good man.
What a man.
Oh, by the way, Gemma, Fema, could you call the client and just try to talk him out of pressing charges? So she
move it out.
Yeah. So she calls him and she lies and says, oh, I went to a doctor and it's documented. And he said that I should call the cops, and I talked to several people. So if you press charges, I'll report you. And he's like, you bitch. And then everything goes away.
Mm.
Wow.
Yeah.
She bluffed.
Yeah.
Good girl.
So after that, they're like, oh, wow. And so she says, thank you so much. That was so nice of you. And he's
and
like,
they fall in love.
Absolutely. And then
that was before they fucked or after?
That was after.
Nice.
Yeah. So that sort of bridges their little, like, she's freezing him out. And the next scene is they go to a corporate retreat, but he can't make it because he's at trial. And then she's, like, missing him and, like, feels stupid about it. And then at, like, 10 o'clock at night, she's like, I'm fucking out of here. Like, I don't want to be networking at this thing anymore. She's going to go back to her hotel room. And Ben shows up still putting his tie on. Like, he just rushed in. He had to fly for 5 hours and then drive for 90 minutes just to make it at 10 o'clock at night just to see her. Because he texts her and he says, I flew across the country and drove for over an hour just to see you. Here's my room number. Door's unlocked.
I love it. Mm. I love that.
So
I inked.
Good.
I'm just inking this whole time.
That's what I'm saying. There's inking. So much ink in this book.
Inking.
You don't need dog kennels always.
Not always, but sometimes you need this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Because it's the same sort of like thing as like, oh, and he burned down the gas station. Yeah. It's the same as where it's like, he flew to see me.
Yeah.
Well, he beat somebody up and went to jail.
Yeah, like that's still like, defending me. But then also like, prioritizing me.
She keeps doing the whole, like after they hook up at the corporate retreat, she's like, okay, I have to go. Thanks. And he's like, you did not just thank me for this. Like,
well, thank you. Had a good time. You like, know, here's my card.
Get back in bed. And she's like, no, I really have to go. And she bails. And you're like, why is she so skittish?
She has diarrhea.
Never bringing a book I liked ever again. Ever. Emily Hornberg.
She's like, I gotta go back to my own room.
Nasty girl.
Like, IBS.
Bye.
Like, I had coffee on an empty tummy. I'm not doing well. So she starts to let her guard down.
She starts to let her guard down. There's another time where he's going out of town with Drew, the famous singer who's gonna, you know, she's famous. She's Lady Gaga. Swift, I don't know. Yeah. She's Taylor Swift. They're going to go out of town and it's over Thanksgiving and he's like, you're doing something right. And she lies and says that she's going to a friend's family. And then she doesn't go anywhere. And she feels really insecure and defensive because she doesn't want him to go. And she doesn't like feeling vulnerable and invested. So she's like, it's fine. I didn't want to go. Like, he didn't invite her and he didn't invite her because she doesn't want to go to HR about how they're dating. And his friend is famous. Like, there will be photos. He's like,
we're going to be around people.
And then because she loves to stalk the Instagram, she sees a photo of like 10 people and he's got his arm around another woman. And she's
triggered.
Yep. She tags the photo as like, oh, 3 bottles of wine. And Julia, the woman, was already having a great time or something like that. And she's like, I fucking knew it. He's been with this woman because like they had other photos that he was tagged in. And she's like, I knew it. He's actually with her. So she goes to a party with her friend at some mansion in LA with, she didn't even know who the fuck, some gamer guy. Tad's roommate. And
unusual memes, yeah.
And she's drinking a lot. And Ben is trying to get a hold of her. And her friend is like, fuck him. You know what you should do? You should FaceTime him so he knows that he's missing out because they're both super drunk. And she FaceTimes him.
Why don't I picture Alyssa as the friend?
Because you're correct. Because the friend is like, you know what we should do?
Yeah, it's like, burn down his house. Let's do it. Like the ultimate wing woman. Yeah.
100% support no matter what. So Alyssa FaceTimes him. Yeah. And he's like, what the fuck? You're in a bikini in a jacuzzi? Did you just take a drink from someone you don't know?
Jealous that you're not here with us?
There's a woman's voice who's saying, Ben. And she's like, you better go before your date realizes you're talking to someone else and hangs up on him. 2 hours
he's
later.
Like, you called me.
He's like, what the fuck happened? You said you weren't doing anything.
He's like, I was in bed.
She keeps drinking. 2 hours later, he shows up. And Alyssa.
Because the IUD.
The IUD.
Little tracker.
Oh, like in No Country for Old Men.
Yeah.
Because it's closer.
Beep. Oh my god. Meanwhile, he shows up right after Alyssa had convinced two random guys at the party to give them massages.
Oh,
so he shows up and she's
what
getting
party. Is
I don't know. It's LA. It's unusual memes.
Yeah. Come on. Cody's there.
So he's like, what the fuck? Like, can I speak to you? You're incredibly drunk. You don't know how you're getting home. You're some random guy massaging you. You're like, what is going on? And she's like, oh, why aren't you with your date? And he's like, We've been friends for years, and she probably posted that picture about how she's having such a good time because Julia's boyfriend bailed last minute. So Drew, in an Alyssa move, is trying to make it seem like she's having such a great time.
Mm. Right.
And she's like, oh, I fucked up. My bad. And he's like, yeah, could you stop? And she's like, yeah, I'll work on it.
Oh, I love that.
So it just keeps like, she keeps going like, I can't be with you. And he's like, what if it was fine? What if you're safe? What if everything's fine?
Those are the best parts of like the early part of dating, of like those little things. When you're scared,
but you shouldn't be.
Yeah, but then you're also like, okay, you texted me, you know, like, that is the best. I love it.
Cheesin'.
It's just the right, it's the right amount of dark in the way of like, just shitty, just needling. Yeah. And like, just, but like, taking care of shit.
And there's a lot of like heart in the book. There's a lot more that I didn't talk about, but like, it's really funny. It's really sharp. It's sexy. And there's like a lot of like, oh, like you feel.
Yeah.
Oh God, it's so good.
So you didn't pull any one-star reviews because you love it so much?
I pulled three. I think I've never had fewer.
what did the good people at Goodreads like, think?
Just like a two-star.
Goodreads has it as a 4.4. Amazon has it as a 4.2.
And wow, that's kind of low for these books. It's a good book.
Goodreads has like 48,000 ratings, but I don't know.
Okay, what do these people say?
What do these losers say?
What do these losers say? They don't know what they're talking about.
Ayuma said, I'll do anything to get out of this reading slump.
Wait, what? What did the first part say?
I'll do anything to get out of this reading slump. She just didn't like it. She gave it one star and was like, I'll read anything for this. Like, I'm just trying really hard to get out of it, and this didn't work. And I'm like, all right.
Okay, well, enjoy your slump.
All right. Laura said, talk about sexist. I cannot understand what is attractive about the female or male lead. The male lead just seemed icky, and she was about as unrelatable as an orange.
She's very relatable to me.
Are oranges relatable or unrelatable?
Apples and oranges?
Maybe that's where she is.
Aren't you glad to see me?
That's probably what she was thinking. Yeah.
Aren't you glad you like, read this book?
Interrupting cow. Yeah.
Orange, you gonna beg?
to be squeezed.
And then Mary said, didn't make it very far. Tired of whiny girls with daddy issues holding them back.
First of all, enjoy every fucking book.
Sorry about the world at large.
I was thinking it earlier. I was like, she has an issue with this from her childhood.
Weird. And surprise. It's presenting in her current day? She also has similar issues, but for very different reasons. And oh my God.
But they overlap in just the right amount of way.
Because they're soulmates.
I loved it. That was a good book, Barbara.
Yeah. I feel like I was able to just be like ADHD. Oh my God. And this happened. And then this happened. And then this. It was so fun.
I feel like I couldn't even go off on tangents because I was so like.
I know. I wouldn't let you.
What happened?
But I wanted to know what happened because I liked them. And that's why it was like hard to even do voices sometimes because I liked them. Any of the problems I had were just like. Not really a big deal. And
would you piece out for his two teeth or something?
Oh yeah, he had two teeth. But yeah. I was like, I'm back in Waller's teeth. His two perfect teeth. One, two. Oh my God. What happens when I listen and I don't read. Where I'm like, oh wow, he only has two teeth.
I love it.
The whole series.
I loved it.
It's not like a Vanessa book.
This would be fluffy for you.
But I don't think it's not a Vanessa book. You know what I mean?
It's like for my really fluffy rom-coms that are not very smutty, this is smuttier than a lot of them. So I think it's like he makes her beg and he's like definitely got a foot kink and like ties her up with his belt.
Definitely like this the smut of it is good.
Yeah.
You know, like it's that direct and that like strong and like not full like dumb,
well, it's only 290 like pages, too, so it like kind of needs to be that way, too.
Beg for it. Take it.
Yeah. I love good banter.
Yeah. Yeah, this one is like good banter.
It's good banter.
Good toe-to-toe.
Ugh, yeah.
What, have you read any other books in the series?
Yeah, they're all like devil series where, I don't know, it's just the title has the word devil in it in all of them. One of them is like Taylor Swift, the friend. Mm-hmm. She is dating a guy and agrees to go on a vacation with him and his family in Hawaii, and he doesn't show up. So she's in Hawaii with his whole family, just like,
oh,
cool, this is my life. And his older brother. Soulmates. Are they?
Yeah.
There. There's another one where.
It's like the Family Stone. Add that to our library books.
We have so many books. Are we watching A Beautiful Mind? No.
We see it every week with you. That was a good book, Barbara.
Yay.
Good job. Yay.
Will the episode be good? Who cares?
The episode's so going to be great. You're having a great time. We still here with us. We were cheesing. We were laughing.
You're inking everywhere.
I inked all over this chair. Mm-hmm. We got to get a new chair. I was kicking my little feet. I was kicking my microphone the whole time. So Barbara's going to love that. If you love it, let us know. Leave a review at Clutch My Pearls Pod everywhere on the internet. Like, subscribe, tell your friends, tell your book clubs, tell your boss, tell your lawyer. They'd probably like this one.
Subscribe to our YouTube because we got videos back. Yeah! We did it.
Yay! Flawless, which was shit name. Because we
up.
No, I'm saying because we were not. It was our episode with the most stuff.
Yeah,
which is 100% my fault because I dipped out halfway through.
It's 100% my fault because I said we're not cursed anymore, and then everything went wrong. But
it's fine.
But we have videos back, so go subscribe to our YouTube because that helps out a lot.
Yes, go like, subscribe. You can subscribe to our Patreon, patreon.com/CrushMyPearlsPod. If you didn't want to wait until Tuesday to hear this or hear the next episode, you can subscribe and get the episode a day early.
And we also have a bonus episode for our patrons every month. It's exclusive. You won't hear it unless you're a patron.
I'm excited for us to do that. That's coming out real soon for you. Yeah. It might be out right now. I don't know. When does this come out? Who knows?
When does this come out?
It'll be within the month of
April.
Yes.
April that there will be there. So whatever.
Something will happen.
Something will happen. Stay tuned.
Oh my God. You need a flashlight. Dun, dun, dun.
If you're on our Patreon, see you Monday. For everybody else, see you next Tuesday. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to Quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.